Acting President Dennis Craig and the college's new COVID-19 response team have conducted multiple town halls with parents, faculty, and students over the past month. The resulting plan envisions a lively but lower-density campus of just over 1,000 students, with socially distant activities, wellness days in place of spring break, and 20% of courses in the classroom via a dual-modality model in which faculty teach in-person and online.
A couple problems with that. None of us had experience with it. The general report from people who have done this is it's at least twice as much work.
Dr. Keith Schillow has been teaching human anatomy and physiology courses at SUNY Oneonta for 11 years. He's part of a group of faculty who petitioned the school to, among other things, stop pushing teachers to return to the classroom this spring. While his own classes are too large to hold in person, given social distancing protocols, Schillow says the dual modality model pressures his younger, untenured colleagues into a potentially hazardous situation.
They were very unclear. The wording was, if we don't find enough volunteers, then the chairs and the deans will support you in finding people to teach courses. I don't know what that meant. It seemed like a threat. It seemed like a mandate, but no one's been clear about that.
Schillow says the school offered a $1,000 incentive to volunteers earlier this month, a move the petition says unfairly pressures, quote, our most marginalized and vulnerable faculty, end quote. At a recent town hall, Provost Leomar Kahanov set the record straight on the matter. No one's mandating anyone to do anything.
There is no mandate. We're seeking those who are willing, and we did achieve approximately 20% of our classes are going to be face-to-face or dual modality. And so there were enough individuals on this campus who felt they wanted to be in the classroom.
Craig also addressed the petition during the town halls and in a recent memo to faculty. He says the percentage of mask-to-mask classes planned at SUNY Oneonta is still well below the amount being offered at other schools across the 64-campus system. He calls the petition, quote, counterproductive and divisive, at least to a point, end quote, by pitting the wishes of students and parents against faculty.
We've really been flooded by phone calls and emails that have seen the petition on social media, and there are a lot of students and parents in particular that don't really, see the whole picture, and they're very upset. They're comparing us to other campuses. The students are seeing other campuses approach COVID very differently, with many more types of in-person learning.
SUNY Oneonta maintains the odds of COVID-19 transmission in the classroom are low and says roughly half of its students expressed a desire to come back in a recent survey. In his memo to faculty, however, Craig specified that only 644 students responded to that survey as of November 19th, making Schillow question its reliability. As for the rest of it, here's the plan. Under SUNY guidelines, in-person learning starts February 1st. On-campus students will begin moving in at SUNY Oneonta as early as January 21st, following what the school says is a required 14-day quarantine and a negative COVID-19 test. The semester officially kicks off with remote classes on January 25th. In addition to wastewater testing, SUNY Oneonta plans to test on-campus students and staff weekly. Those living in town who use campus facilities, commuters, athletes, etc., will also be tested. In general, Counseling Center Director Melissa Fallon-Korb says the college will randomly test a portion of the off-campus population each week.
We're aiming for about 10% a week. So we'll test about 200 off-campus students per week. Off-campus students can expect to be mandated two or three times a semester.
Those who do live on campus can stretch out a bit, as they'll have a room to themselves. Residence halls will limit bathrooms to pods of about three or four students each, and students can request to be grouped with friends on their housing application to be submitted by December 3rd. As for who gets first dibs, Associate Vice President for Student Development Amanda Finch says the school is prioritizing students with extenuating circumstances and those who sign up for that 20% of in-person classes.
So our hope is that by December 3rd, students will know what they're registered in and will be able to request on-campus housing based on an in-person class registration. Certainly, if by December 3rd, we have to extend that deadline so that students can finish the registration process, we will absolutely do that. But that's the timeline that we're working on now.
Kahanov assures students that any in-person class they sign up for now will remain in-person come spring. But Schillow says upon learning the 20% mark wasn't a mandate, some teachers switched back to remote learning. Ultimately, the petition has broadened its scope in the past few weeks, focusing on the safety needs of general staff and the local community. A Cornell University study last spring listed Otsego County as particularly vulnerable to the pandemic, should it experience a localized outbreak. Nerves are still raw after more than 700 Oneonta students tested positive in the fall, leading to the abrupt closure of campus and eventually the president's ouster. And students aren't coming back to the same sleepy area they snapped awake last August. New York is well into the second wave of the pandemic, with COVID-19 cases expected to surge with the holiday season. On Tuesday, the Otsego County Department of Health reported 21 new cases, marking over 1,200 since March. To recognize that number, Shillow says SUNY Oneonta faculty blanketed the main quad in small LED tea lights Tuesday night. Where Craig and the petitioners might agree is that there's no foolproof, 100% safe plan to please all parties this spring. Shillow says what they mostly want is a more prominent seat at the table, shared governance going forward.
We are the bulk of what goes on here. We're the ones who know the students better than anybody else. And we're the ones who will take the risk if we have to. But suppose we gear up to do this dual modality, and then 2 weeks into the semester, we shut down again. Those poor people who went and did all this work now have to go back to remote instruction again. It'll be the third time faculty have had to switch how they do things.
SUNY Oneonta did not respond to an interview request from WAMC. The public college has more than 6,500 undergraduate students and just under 500 faculty. For a link to the full reopening plan as well as the petition, go to WAMC.org. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.